How good are you at bearing your trials without complaint? It's difficult, isn't it? Well, stay right there. We're going to talk about it on this episode of The Gary Zimak Show. Here we go. Hello there. How are you today? Welcome to the program. I'm Gary Zimak. Boy, we got a tough topic today. Bearing your trials, your suffering, your difficulties without complaint. I fail at that so many times. We're going to look at what Thomas A. Kempis has to say about this in the great book, The Imitation of Christ. In addition, we'll look at the daily mass readings. I want to share some news before I forget. By the way, the beverage du jour today. Here we go. We're going to go right to the beverage early, so you know I'm serious. Does it sound like I'm drinking a beverage out of my Mystic Monk double-handled coffee mug? Well, you are correct. And as you can imagine, it's Mystic Monk coffee. That's what I have today. I want to let you know something. I'm drinking the summer blend, which is excellent. But I got an email today from Father Michael Mary from Mystic Monk Coffee. Listen to these new flavors. For the next 14 days, they're going to be featuring seven of their all-time favorite fruity and summer flavors. The newest addition is cranberry cocktail. There's also chocolate cherry, coconut margarita, banana rum, blueberry muffin, chocolate cherry, which I already mentioned, chocolate mint, chocolate raspberry, cranberry cocktail. Did I say that? Yes. So that's the full list. All of those new flavors available from Mystic Monk Coffee. In addition, you can get the summer blend, which I'm drinking right now, and it's excellent. So if you're a coffee lover, do yourself a favor. Visit followingthetruth.com, click on the Mystic Monk image, and find out how you can get the greatest coffee you have ever experienced in your life, Mystic Monk Coffee. Great stuff. You'll help the monks out. You'll help your buddy Gary out. And you're going to get yourself some good coffee. So I wanted to mention that because I got this email in. They don't normally have this many flavored coffees available. This is a special summer deal that they have going. Today we celebrate the feast of, or the memorial of, St. Aloysius Gonzaga. We'll talk a little bit more about him after we pray. Let's see what else is going on. I do want to mention as a reminder to you that beginning in September, and I always say God willing, provided I can keep this show going, provided I have the funds necessary to keep going here, because I have to be honest, you've heard my story. These are tough times, and I've been asking for your help financially to keep going. So I always say God willing, and plus, I don't know if I'm going to be around then. Let's keep it real. None of us do. So I always say God willing, but God willing, my plan is that beginning in September, for the sixth year in a row, I'm going to be leading total consecration to Jesus through Mary. Well, the special thing about it this year is I found that there are a number of different methods. We've used them all. We've used five different methods for the 33-day preparation on this show. They each have their good points, and they each have their bad points. What I'm doing is taking the original idea of St. Louis de Montfort. He never came up with a 33-day preparation method, but he gave guidelines as to what week one should do, week two, and etc. He gave guidelines, and all of these people that came up with these preparation exercises based it on their interpretation of St. Louis de Montfort's original plan. But what I thought we would do this year is something entirely different, because I don't want you to get from me here what you can get anywhere else. I don't want to just read a book. I've done it in the past, but I think we can move away from that. What I want to give you is something different, something unique, something that you can't get elsewhere. And in fact, I'm not even going to make you get a book this year. I may blog about some of the posts or some of the things that I mentioned, but you don't even need a book. But what we're going to do this year is I will use each of the preparation books, and I must have five or six of them, take the best material from each one. So one day we could be using something from Father Gately's preparation, then we could use something from the Montfortian Fathers the next day, and so on and so forth as we go through the 33 days preparing for total consecration to Jesus through Mary, which, once again this year, I plan for October the 7th. So whether you have never made your total consecration before, and if you do, we'll talk more about it as we get closer to the date. It is a great thing. Basically, you turn your life over to the Blessed Mother and you say, Mary, make me into a saint. I give you permission to work in my life and to make me into a saint. help me to follow Jesus more closely. That's really what you're doing with total consecration. But whether you're renewing it or making it for the first time, I really think you'll benefit from this because, honestly, this is totally unique. It's totally unique. I'm taking the best material out there and combining it into one preparation. That's what you're going to get this 33 days. So I'm very, very excited about that. I feel the Holy Spirit moving me to do this. It's a big undertaking, but I'm going to pray about it a little bit more to make sure that this is the direction He wants me to go in. But I'm feeling good about this because I want to give you something different. I want to give you something that you can't get elsewhere. Anybody can read the books. You can do it yourself. And in fact, I've had people tell that to me. Well, do I have to listen to your show or should I just read the books? Well, the point of doing this show is to give you something else, something extra, because otherwise you could just read the book and do the 33-day preparation on your own. The danger sometimes is that if you're too familiar, suppose you like 33 Days to Morning Glory, you do that every year. Eventually, you can get to the point where you've heard it all before and you don't get too excited about it, and you can miss some of the benefits from the 33-day preparation. We really want to make it last. We want to get the most out of it so that when we make our total consecration, we really know what we're doing. So that's coming. Keep it on your put it on your calendars. Keep it in mind and know that it'll be here before you know it. The other piece of news, and I'll be doing a formal announcement soon, but right now I just want you to know that because you listen to this show every day. The other piece of news that I want to remind you of is the fact that the second annual Pray, Hope, and Don't Worry retreat will be taking place at the Malvern Retreat House in the Philadelphia suburbs. It's going to be August the 5th through August the 7th. To sign up, just go to my website, followingthetruth.com, and there's a banner on the homepage. We sold out the building last year, so I expect us to do the same this year. We were in the smaller Family Life Center, air-conditioned, which is really nice, and it holds about 55 people or so. We sold it out last year, and I do expect to do the same thing this year. So if you're interested, listen, it's for worriers. If you're somebody who worries, you want to get closer to Jesus and learn to experience peace in your life, this retreat is for you. And I'm telling you, it was powerful last year. I don't take the credit. The Holy Spirit, Jesus, our Heavenly Father, they were all on the job. They did what they needed to do. And it was a great time. It really was. So many people got so much out of it. And I'm blessed to be a part of it. That's August the 5th through the 7th. Followingthetruth.com. The banner is right on my homepage. You can't miss it. Click on that. It'll take you into the Malvern Retreat House website. And you can either find out more information or if you're ready, you can just sign up. And the information is on that link once you click on the website. The only other piece of news is tomorrow morning, 6:35 a.m., join me and Anna Mitchell on the Sunrise Morning Show when I continue my look at my latest book, Find a Real Friend in Jesus, 10 Amazingly Easy Steps. Believe it or not, we've been doing one step a week. We are up to step 8 already. So this has been a really powerful series. I love being on the Sunrise Morning Show. I forget how many years I've done it for, but I've been on that program weekly for many years. And it's a great blessing to be able to do that in addition to this. And the last thing, a lot of things are popping into my head. The last thing I want to let you know is that my latest podcast from Holy Spirit Radio is now available for your downloading pleasure. If you're not familiar with it, once a month I go into Philadelphia and do a one-hour program on Holy Spirit Radio, which is a combination music, scripture, inspiration program. I play a lot of contemporary Christian music. You know I'm a music fan. If you've hung around me at all, either on the internet or in person, you know that I'm a big fan of music. So that's why I like to feature music on my show. If you would like to listen to the show, all you need to do is two things. You can go to holyspiritradio.org and then search for local programs Following the Truth. Or you can go to my website, followingthetruth.com, and click on the radio page, and you'll see a bunch of images for different radio segments that I do, radio programs. Click on the one for Holy Spirit Radio, and that'll take you right where you need to go. You can listen to all the podcasts from there, and I hope you enjoy it. And if you have any questions, you can email me at gary@followingthetruth.com. Pardon me, I got a bit of a frog in my throat. You know what happens? You ever have this happen to you? I'm sitting here getting ready to do the program, have my cup of Mystic Monk coffee, And I took a big sip of it, or a big gulp of it, and it just got caught in my throat. You ever do that? Did you ever do it out in public? It's really embarrassing, and you feel like, oh no, I'm about to start having a coughing fit. And you don't know what to do with the coffee in your mouth. And sometimes you just spit it out all over the place. I've done that in public on more than one occasion. But fortunately, I was able to control myself. I spit just a little bit on the keyboard. It wasn't too bad. But then the rest went down my throat and kind of choked me up a little bit. And I'm still fighting that. So that's why I got the little frog in my throat, in case you were wondering. All right, I'm going to take one more sip. Hope this works out, of Mystic Monk Coffee. And we are going to pray. Let's relax for a minute. Let's remember that we are in the presence of God. We're in His presence. We're going to talk to our Heavenly Father now, who loves us, who cares about us more than anybody could care about us, who wants to help us with our problems. So let's turn to Him. Let's have a little conversation with Him. I'll lead. You join with me. And let's really take advantage of this great privilege that we have of being able to talk to our Heavenly Father and ask for what we need and really work on our relationship with Him, okay? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Dear Father God, we thank You for giving us another day. We thank You for loving us unconditionally. We thank You for showing us such great mercy. Father, so many times we turn away from You. We don't do the things You would like us to do. We do the things You would not like us to do. And as a result, we stray because of our stubbornness and our fallen human nature. But You continually reach out to us and are always willing to take us back. And we thank You for that. Father, we thank You for sending Your Son Jesus to redeem us. And by His life, His death, and His resurrection, we have the gates of heaven open to us again. And we really look forward to that. Sometimes we get caught up in the way of the world, and we lose sight of the fact that we are meant, we're destined, we're created to live with You forever in heaven. Please help us to keep that in mind every day of our lives, because it's so easy to forget. Father, we ask You to bless us, to bless our families, to bless those around us. We ask You to come to the aid of anyone who is sick, anyone who is anxious or lonely or struggling with doubt or despair, anyone who is dealing with addiction, anyone who might be facing religious persecution or dealing with financial problems. We pray for those who are homeless, those who are homebound, those who are on the wrong path, who don't know You at all. We pray for them. We ask You to call them to You, to help them all with their problems, and to grant them Your peace. Father, we present to You our own personal needs, whatever they may be, and we ask You to handle them for us. We sometimes give You these problems, and then we try to take them back and handle them ourselves. Well, this time, we're going to do our best to leave these problems with You, because we know that You can take care of them in the best way possible. And we love You, and we thank You so much for Your willingness to do so. I give You this program today. I ask You to take over for me, to speak through me, to use my voice, my lips, and my words to proclaim Your message. And please open our minds and our hearts to be receptive to Your word for us today, or to us today. We ask You to bless our priests, our religious, our deacons. Please increase vocations, and please put an end to abortion in the world. We ask for all these things in the most holy and the most sacred name of Jesus Christ, Your Son and our Lord, who lives and reigns with You and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. And now we turn to our Blessed Mother Mary, who loves us so much. And we pray to her. We ask her to pray for us with the words, Hail Mary, full of grace. The Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. And blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of Peace, pray for us. And good Saint Joseph, pray for us. Saint Aloysius Gonzaga, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Man, doesn't that feel good when we could just hang out and pray? There is no such thing as being helpless when we can pray. And yet so many times we feel, or we'll say, well, the only thing I can do is pray. Well, that's the most powerful thing you can do. But a lot of times we just don't get it. It's prayer can be so mysterious. We need to really understand and really understand the power of prayer, because it's just tremendous. Today's saint is Saint Aloysius Gonzaga. Aloysius was born at Castiglione, Mantua, Italy, of the wealthy and connected Gonzaga family. From early childhood, he accompanied his father on military exercises as a preparation to defend the family estate in the ducal wars. Aloysius took on the rough language of the soldiers, but was horrified when he was told of their crude meanings. At the age of 7, he sought solace in daily prayer to Mary. Deeply sensitive to the spiritual dangers of his lavish but violent surroundings, he fasted and sought mortification. At 17, he renounced his title, entered the Jesuits, and began studies in Rome. He died in 1591 at the age of 23. St. Aloysius Gonzaga, pray for us. My name is Gary Zimak. Great to be here with you again on Blog Talk Radio. The show is also available on TuneIn Radio and iTunes. And I'm really pleased to be entering into my sixth year, now in my sixth year, of doing this program Monday through Friday, 30 minutes each night. I need you, and I'm so thankful that you come to listen to this program each night or whenever you can. It's great that we can hang out together and do this. If there's anything I can do for you, or if you'd like to invite me to speak at your parish, gary@followingthetruth.com is my email address. All right, we got a big first reading today. We're going to look at the readings from Tuesday of the 12th week in Ordinary Time. There are a lot of big names in this first reading. There are a lot of details, but try to pick out one or two important details. Let's ask the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, please inspire us to understand the meaning of these readings. Please let them speak directly to us. So try to pick out one or two messages. That's it. And then I'll give you some ideas at the end, but we're going to try to keep it simple. Don't get bogged down in the details, because you can easily lose the meaning of these Bible readings if you get too bogged down in the details. Second Book of Kings, chapter 19, beginning in verse 9. Sennacherib, king of Assyria, sent envoys to Hezekiah with this message. Thus shall you say to Hezekiah, king of Judah, do not let your God on whom you rely deceive you by saying that Jerusalem will not be handed over to the king of Assyria. You have heard what the kings of Assyria have done to all other countries, who they doomed them. Will you then be saved? Hezekiah took the letter from the hand of the messengers and read it. Then he went up to the temple of the Lord, and spreading it out before him, he prayed in the Lord's presence, O Lord, God of Israel, enthroned upon the cherubim, you alone are God over all kingdoms of the earth. You have made the heavens and the earth. Incline your ear, O Lord, and listen. Open your eyes, O Lord, and see. Hear the words of Sennacherib, which he sent to taunt the living God. Truly, O Lord, the kings of Assyria have laid waste the nations and their lands, and cast their gods into the fire. They destroyed them, because they were not gods, but the work of human hands, wood and stone. Therefore, O Lord, our God, save us from the power of this man, that all the kingdoms of the earth may know that you alone, O Lord, are God. Then Isaiah, son of Amoz, sent this message to Hezekiah. Thus says the Lord, the king of Israel, in answer to your prayer for help against Sennacherib, king of Assyria, I have listened. This is the word the Lord has spoken concerning him. She despises you, laughs you to scorn, the virgin daughter Zion. Behind you she wags her head, daughter Jerusalem. For out of Jerusalem shall come a remnant, and from Mount Zion survivors. The zeal of the Lord of hosts shall do this. Therefore, thus says the Lord concerning the king of Assyria. He shall not reach this city, nor shoot an arrow at it, nor come before it with a shield, nor cast up siege works against it. He shall return by the same way he came, without entering the city, said the Lord. I will shield and save this city for my own sake and for the sake of my servant David. That night the angel of the Lord went forth and struck down 185,000 men in the Assyrian camp. So Sennacherib, the king of Assyria broke camp and went back home to Nineveh. How do we simplify this message? The I don't know if you got this, but the real simple message here is that if the Lord's on your side, there's no way you're going to fail. And oftentimes we make the mistake of looking at our problems, the impossible, and I put that in quotes, situations that we encounter, and we think, well, there's no way that the Lord can help me. There's no way I'm going to survive this. There's no way that I'm going to be able to endure this cross that he's given me. There's just no way I can do it. And that's really undermining the power of God. And we just can't do that. That's the wrong thing to do. There's an old adage, if God brings you to it, he will see you through it. And that's really important. And that's what we need to remember. Don't ever listen to the wisdom of the world, because it's not wisdom. When the world or certain people are skeptical and tell you that'll never work, that's a dumb idea. Even God can't help you. Prayer is useless. And you know, sometimes that is the message you hear in your own mind. You start to do something, you feel God's calling you to do something, or he's giving you some kind of a challenge in your life, and you think, I can't do it. I can't handle this. I can't handle this sickness. I'm never going to survive because I lost my job. I'll never be able to find another job. And you begin to doubt yourself. More importantly, you begin to doubt the Lord, that he can really help you. With God, all things are possible. If he said he can do something, he can do it. And that includes getting you and me to heaven. A lot of times we look at that and look at what sinners we are. We think, I'm just too weak. There's no way that this is ever going to happen to me. I can't make it to heaven. Well, that's not true. And the devil wants you to think that it's true. So please remember that. And you might have gotten a slightly different message out of this reading, but this happens so many times. The Israelites, they had so many enemies. And whenever they would stray, God would have to slap them around a little bit. But when they would turn back to him and seek his protection, he would always be there for them. And it's the same way with us. So don't be fooled by the wisdom, supposed wisdom of the world, which isn't too wise. Continue to have faith that the Lord is with you and can do all things in your life. Psalm 48, God upholds his city forever. Great is the Lord and holy to be praised in the city of our God. His holy mountain, fairest of heights, is the joy of all the earth. Mount Zion, the recesses of the north, is the city of the great king. God is with her castles. Renowned is he as a stronghold. O God, we ponder your mercy within your temple. As your name, O God, so also your praise reaches to the ends of the earth. Of justice, your right hand is full. God upholds his city forever. God upholds all of us. And with him, there's nothing that anybody can do to you or to me that can stop us from getting to heaven. The only person that can stop us is us. So let's make sure that that doesn't happen. The gospel today, it's a tough message. Matthew 7, we're still in the Sermon on the Mount, beginning in verse 6. Jesus said to his disciples, "Do not give what is holy to dogs, or throw your pearls before swine, lest they trample them underfoot and turn and tear you to pieces. Do to others whatever you would have them do to you. This is the law and the prophets. Enter through the narrow gate, for the gate is wide and the road broad that leads to destruction, and those who enter it are many. How narrow the gate and constricted the road that leads to life, and those who find it are few." Now, Jesus is obviously trying to get our attention. I think he does a pretty good job there, saying that few people are going. And I want you to remember something. This is a wake-up call. This is a sense. This gives us a sense of urgency. But the church has never made a proclamation on how many people are in heaven as opposed to how many people are in hell. But what Jesus is trying to do here, and so I'm not going to say that that's what he's saying, but it's pretty obvious that he's saying that some people don't stay on the right path that's going to get to heaven. Just make sure you're not one of those people. When I was at Mass today and I listened to this gospel, typically we hear this and we think, well, I want to make sure that I'm one of the people that stays on that narrow road. So, Lord, please help me to stay on the road to get to heaven, right? And there's a lot of people, they're off the road, but I'm glad that I'm on the road. Here's what hit me at Mass, and I really think the Holy Spirit was guiding me in this direction, and I'll pass it along. What about those people that are not on the narrow road that will lead to heaven? Some of them are in your life. Some of them might be living under your roof. Pray for the grace to reach out and bring some of them onto the road, okay? And you know, it might be as simple as sharing this podcast with other people, sharing a good book with other people, or letting them know something you heard. Don't worry about converting them on your own. The Holy Spirit's the person who will convert them. All you could do is plant seeds. Do what you can to try to get those around you to heaven. And again, you're not responsible for what they do, but you are responsible for what you do. So if you're not doing anything to help your children, your spouse, your friends, your relatives to get to heaven, you're going to have to explain one day why. At the very least, you want to set a good example, but then you want to use a few words too and let them know. How you do that, that's between you and the Holy Spirit. Ask Him for the guidance, all right? But just remember, it's a real tragedy that any soul ends up in hell. Not only do you not want to be there, but make sure that you can do whatever you can to help others to get to heaven too. And it all starts with praying for them. That's one thing any of us can do. Okay, bearing temporal sorrows patiently. After the example of Christ, we're going to turn in the remaining few minutes of the show to the book, The Imitation of Christ by Thomas A. Kempis. Here's a supposed dialogue between Christ and a disciple. You and me, we're the disciples. We start off with a message from Christ. My child, I came down from heaven to save you. I took upon myself your miseries, not because I had to do so, but out of love. I wanted you to learn patience and to bear the trials of this life without complaint, as I have done for you. From the hour of my birth until my death upon the cross, I was never without sorrow or suffering. I endured the want of temporal things. Many and frequent were the complaints I heard against me. I humbly bore shame and insults. I received ingratitude for my benefits, blasphemies for my miracles, and rebukes for my true doctrine. Now, none of us can deny these words. Everybody realizes what Christ went through. What's your response? What would you say to Jesus if he said that to you? As you complain about the weather, about being too tired, about not liking your job, about wishing you had more money, about being bored, you know, so many different things. Here's a response. Lord, since you were patient during your lifetime, thereby fulfilling the will of your Father, it's only right that I, a most wretched sinner, ouch, should bear all things patiently according to your will and for as long as it pleases you, should support the burden of this corruptible life for the sake of my soul's salvation. This life is tedious and a burden to the soul, but now through your grace it has become very meritorious. And by your own example and that of your holy saints, it has been made easier and more hopeful for the weak. The present is also much richer in consolation than it was under the old law, when the gate of heaven was shut and the way to it obscure, and so few desired to seek it. Even the just of those days who were ordained to be saved could not enter the kingdom of heaven before you paid their debt by your sacred passion and death. And listen, that's one of the things you and I have to be grateful to Jesus for. He already redeemed you. He did it. He suffered. He died. He rose from the dead. The gates of heaven are open. It's up to you and me to cooperate with the grace he gives us to get there now. But he already won that victory for us. What a blessing. Oh, what gratitude am I not bound to return to you for your great mercy in showing me and all the faithful who will follow you the true and straight way to your kingdom. Your holy life is our way, and by holy patience we make our way to you who are our head. Had you not gone before and shown us the way, who would have even tried to follow you? How many would have lagged behind? Had they not your blessed example before their eyes? We are still slow and lukewarm, though we have heard of all your miracles and your doctrine. What would we be if we had not your life to guide us? Certainly our minds and desires would have been attached to worldly things. We have the example of Jesus. Why do we complain? Let's ask him for the grace to not complain and to accept whatever unpleasant things happen to us. and ask for the grace to one day live with him in heaven. All right, let's do that, okay? I got to run. You know it was fantastic to be with you. Have a wonderful night. God willing, we're going to see you tomorrow. God bless you. See you later.